It's Friday, and on Fridays, we check in with Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal to talk about the region's business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Let's start off with this story about cyber squatting. This has to do with Sacramento's Mural Festival?
Right. We're less than 3 months away from this year's Mural Festival, and the group behind the event says a dispute over its website could be hurting its reputation.
Well, what happened?
Wide Open Walls has led citywide mural festivals here since 2017. The group filed a lawsuit this week accusing its former web developer of trademark infringement, breach of contract, and cyber squatting.
And what exactly is cyber squatting?
Well, the complaint from Wide Open Walls alleges that after learning that Wide Open Walls was seeking another company for its website developer, the former web developer shut off the website domains and asked for more money. The public still can't access those website domains, which display an error message that says the website is offline for maintenance and will be back soon. The attorney for Wide Open Walls says the organization has honored its end of the deal. That attorney also says the former website developer is asking for an exorbitant amount of money beyond what was agreed to. The former website developer couldn't be reached for comment this week.
Well, what does all this mean? Is the festival canceled?
No, this year's Wide Open Walls Festival is still expected to take place in August. But the attorney for Wide Open Walls says that without an easy way to find the website, the organization could be losing potential donors and confusing the public.
Moving on to real estate, more housing is coming to Old Town Roseville.
Yeah, an investor from Roseville-based Golden State Homes recently bought a two-story building at 112 Pacific Street. He says it could be the second oldest building in Roseville. That building includes 14 apartments above retail, but it hasn't offered housing in years because the apartments need a lot of work. The new investor is going to put that work into the apartments and ultimately offer housing at the site.
What kind of people could this building attract?
The investor behind the project said it could attract young professionals, especially since it's within walking distance of restaurants and nightlife. Many of the apartments are about 400 square feet, and a handful are as big as 600 square feet.
Old Town Roseville is known as more of a commercial area, so does this project mean we could be seeing more residential development there?
Well, maybe. It's not the only residential project in the works. Two separate projects with an affordable housing component in that area are under construction or will start this year, bringing more than 140 residential units.
And you've got an update on something we were talking about last week, the apartment and retail project at 15th and Q Streets in Midtown Sacramento that will include a float spa has added another new retail tenant.
Yeah, retail space in this 1430Q project is really filling up. It was announced this week that Cycle Bar will be joining the project. This will be the second local site for Cycle Bar, an indoor cycling chain based in Irvine. The upcoming Sacramento site will have the same local owners as a Cycle Bar location in Roseville, and it could open around the end of the year. It will join the float spa and three food businesses in the retail portion of the project.
Any more retail tenants in the works there?
Well, just one retail space remains, so stay tuned for updates on that. This 8.5-story project at 1430 Q Street will also include 75 apartments, and construction is underway.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.